It's Friday after Ash Wednesday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zilsdorf. We go in a pilgrimage of our minds and hearts to the Roman station today, which is Saints John and Paul on the Coelian Hill between the Circus Maximus and the Colosseum. The collect is the mysterious lost Santa Lucia in Septizonio. St. John and Paul began as a house church, like Santa Sabina. Beneath the present basilica, there are 2nd and 3rd century houses. John and Paul were martyrs in 361 in the time of the Emperor Julian the Apostate. We don't know much about them, but they were important enough to our forebears to include them in the Roman canon. They are unusual in that they were buried here in a crypt beneath the building rather than outside the walls of the city. The Roman breviary, using an old martyrology, describes them as being dedicated to the poor, and they were like two shining lampstands before the Lord. Today, the Passionists staff this basilica. A former titular cardinal of this church was Eugenio Pacelli, who became Pius XII. On the blog post, I'll put a link to a video made by a friend of mine who's in Rome, who went to all the Roman stations and did a really nice job. I got a little book a little while ago from Tan, wonderful publishers, by Cardinal Richelieu, who's famous for Alexandre Dumas and the Three Musketeers and all that, but he's not at all like he's portrayed in that book, or in the movies, or whatever, taken from the book. He's really quite a holy and devout guy, and very capable. And he wrote A Treatise on Perfection, Saintly Counsel on Obtaining Salvation. It was recently translated and published by Tan. And it has some very good things in it. I'm at chapter 11, where he begins 20 spiritual counsels. And I thought maybe these would be good for these Lentcasts. Counsel 1. Spiritual practices should be wisely adapted to one's mode of life. Each person ought to adapt his devotional practices to his own mode of life, rather than adapting his mode of life to particular spiritual practices which may not accord with his vocation or status in the world. Different species of trees bear their own particular type of fruit, and one cannot expect to pick fruit that does not accord with the species or variety of the tree. In the same way, spiritual and devotional practices must accord with one's own nature, status, and vocation. There are certain virtues which befit bishops, certain virtues which befit princes, and certain virtues which befit private individuals. Unless a bishop carefully keeps watch over his flock and nourishes them with sound preaching and good example, he cannot hope to be pleasing to God. I hope there are some bishops listening out there. And similarly, with a prince or leader, unless he rules his subjects, preserves peace and order, and punishes wrongdoers, he has failed to do what God has asked of him. Religious and clergy who are dedicated to the apostolic or active life have fulfilled their duties if they devote a certain proportion of their time to prayer and contemplation, inspired by the examples of monastics and contemplatives. But they err if they endeavor to emulate fully the prayer and devotional practices of monastics and contemplatives to the neglect of their other responsibilities. Each person has his own particular vocation and should adapt his prayer and devotional practices to that. There are many who fall away by striving to attain or perform that which is alien to and incongruous with their state of life. Wise advice from Cardinal Richelieu. The prayer over the people in the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray, bow your heads to God. Watch over your people, O Lord, and mercifully cleanse them from all their sins, for no harm can come to them if no evil has power over them. Oremus, humiliate capita vestra Deo. Tuere, Domine, populum tuum, et ab omnibus peccatis clementer e munda. Quia nulla ei nocebit adversitas, si nulla ei dominetur iniquitas. Per Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum, filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.